Hey, Spartans, you've got to stop feeling into the future. Hey, Spartans, it's Dr. L here, your chief mind doc with Spartan. Here we have Spartan Mind, part of the Spartan Up podcast family. I'm here every Wednesday working to clear that mind of the junk that's in there so that you can race better, perform better, and live your life better, right? So today we're talking about feeling into the future. And what I mean by that is when we feel something in the present, often we make assumptions about how we're going to feel in the future. Let me give you an example of that. Let's say I signed up for my first Spartan Ultra, and as soon as I hit that register button, I got so nervous about it, right? And then I made the assumption, if I'm nervous now, imagine how nervous I'm going to be on actual race day, right? So I made an assumption that my feeling in the present is going to be present in the future. And here's what's a little tricky about that, right? First of all, we have no idea how we're going to feel in the future. So I could be training super hard for that ultra. I could be doing everything to set myself up for the most successful race. And I get there on race day and I just feel super pumped. Like I know that I'm going to nail it and knock it out of the park, right? So really there isn't necessarily a path in terms of the emotions that you feel in the present and how you're going to feel in the future because we just never know. But one of the difficult things about when we feel into the future and one of the ways that it trips us up is because sometimes we then avoid what's in the future, especially if the feelings in the present are more difficult in nature, right? If they're more riddled with anxiety, worry, or concern, or more painful, maybe angry, disappointment, discouragement, if we feel that way in the present and assume we're going to feel that way in the future, then that can actually block our momentum in moving towards something, right? So, or take this example. Let's say you're in a relationship with somebody and you're having a difficult time with them in the present, right? Let's say that things just aren't going very well. And so then you immediately jump to this conclusion, well, if I feel this way now, I'm definitely going to feel this way in 5 years. Not necessarily, okay? So one of the ways that you stop feeling into the future is by using a mantra or an affirmation or just dialoguing with yourself about, this is how I feel now. It may not be how I feel later. And I can give you an example of that in my own life. Like when I first ran a Spartan Beast, when I registered for that, I thought to myself, like, there's no way that I can do that. And I was riddled with self-doubt. If I had let that feeling dictate how I moved forward, I may not have even run the beast. But I went there, I got there, and on race day, how did I feel? Excited, like exhilarated beyond belief. And I know that you Spartans know how that feels. So imagine that elsewhere in your own life, right? In your relationships, in your jobs, in other areas outside of the race course, and how that might impact you. And stop feeling into the future and let your feelings in the present be what dictates what you do next.
If you like what you hear, spread the word. Tell your friends, subscribe and review on iTunes, or comment on YouTube. Then come tell us what you think. We're on Twitter @SpartanUpPod or Instagram @SpartanUpPodcast.